Are you struggling to stick to a budget because of ADHD?
Yeah, are you finding it hard to resist the urge of impulse spending?
You're not alone. So if you're looking for smart, ADHD-friendly ways to manage your money and take control of your finances, you're in the right place.
The tips and techniques we're going to share will help anyone with ADHD and honestly, anyone struggling with budgeting and impulse spending. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. Yep. All right. So let's dive right in. But first, we have a signature budget template that you could use that will make all of this way easier for you. So we want to invite you to check that out at myidealbalance.com/budget because it's got lots of cool stuff.
Yeah. And you're really going to, it's like Shayna said, it simplifies everything. It categorizes it for you and you're able to track it way simpler than maybe you're doing on your own. Head on over to that website.
Head on over. All right. So let's start hard and heavy, yeah. Vanessa. Let's get them going with some really good tips and strategies to really curb that impulse spending, to curb whatever's happening with your ADHD brain or your non-ADHD brain that's making you spend money that you don't really want to.
Yeah. So the first one we want to point out is to wait a period, like a period of time before you make purchases.
Yeah. So we've told you this before, but we're going to bring them a lot of them today. So you're going to put it in your cart. You're going to add it to the cart, but you're not going to, you just have to wait 24 hours or however long you think before you buy.
Yeah.
And so many times, by the time you come back, you don't even necessarily really want it. It was more of an in-the-moment thing. Or if you're like me, you're like, do I already have something similar?
How am I actually going to use it?
Or how is this actually going to work in my life? Or, your brain, even as you've gone to sleep, maybe your brain has solved. Or, to be fair, on the other hand, maybe your brain has said, no, this is absolutely the game changer, lifetime-changing biggest thing that you really should go for it. And we're going to give you a tip for that in another podcast, but sneak peek, it's called Wait Till Next Month. Anyway, but so just put it in your cart, which helps your brain know that it's not gone. I didn't forget about it, which is a big thing with, ADHD. I didn't forget about it. I'm not going to lose it on my to-do list or whatever, but also I didn't spend the money, which is fine. So that gives you that middle period where you can really consider the purchase.
And so my husband the other day, he looked at me and he said, do you know you have 300 and something things in your add to cart, your weight, whatever on Amazon? And I was like, don't judge me. But so that's the point. I have put so many things and I've not gone back to purchase them because when I take a second look at it, I'm like, I don't actually need that. I'm not really going to use it.
Yep.
It costs too much money. I'm waiting for it to go on sale or whatever. There's a lot of reasons, but it does serve me well.
Yeah. And it's not that it's not that I forgot about it. Cause that's what I feel like. I feel like if I find something cause I came to it from somewhere. So I found a solution and I'm like, I'm never going to remember that I found the solution.
Yes. So add to cart.
So then I'm just going to add to the cart. And even if I don't look at it, my brain's like, good job. You did the job. You did the thing. Get check it off your list. So that's one thing. Another thing that we've told you before, and this is going to go for you, that's going to work so well for you, is delete your credit card information off of any site, like literally any site. Delete the payment. Make it harder to actually buy something in the moment.
You're really trying. You're adding like another layer of security here, basically. Yeah. Delete it from Venmo, PayPal, Walmart, Uber Eats, all of that stuff. First of all, you're saving the identity theft. So you are removing that aspect of them. Somebody can steal your information. So that's gone. Then you're also removing the fact that you now have to go re-enter it if it's something that you want. And that means you probably have to go into your car and get your purse or go home and get your purse.
Oh my gosh.
Or something. It's so much more work than it just being readily available, right there in the moment. Yeah. So if you delete it, it's adding another barrier, and chances are you probably are going to wait to buy the thing.
Yep. Another thing that you might want to do is make sure that you're only shopping from places that have a great return policy. And this is
important.
It is important. And this is probably why I shop so much at Walmart or Target or Amazon, because they're very easy to return. When I realize, I bought some things from my fridge. Guys, I got a new fridge. It was so nice.
She was happy about it.
Uh-huh. I love paying for things that I didn't expect to pay for, just like you do. But anyway, my point was the bins did not work for the fridge. And so I was able to take them right back. And so just having that don't buy from places that don't take returns, that make it difficult to return, because you just want to be able to correct some bad decisions.
So we had a lady who contacted us on a free call, and she said, listen, on Black Friday, I bought all of this stuff and I listened to your podcast. I think she said like the day or two after. And when everything came in, she returned over $1,000 back on Amazon because she said she realized she didn't need it and it was an impulse purchase. Mm. And we were like, yes, that's so good. And yeah. She still hasn't gone back and bought those things. Well, so anyways, it's just return policy. It matters.
Yeah. And I was also like, do we get a commission?
I know.
For saving you money. I'm just kidding. I'm totally
You're
kidding.
Welcome.
But okay. So another thing to do is the wish list strategy. So this actually works really well with Amazon, but it also works. I like to do Pinterest. So Pinterest is a happy place. It is a happy place.
Yes,
so
it's like organized with the board. Does
nice,
everything.
And only nice people are on Pinterest. There's no comments. It's fine. Anyway, so you have a wish list strategy. So I remember when I was, if I move and I have a new house or whatever I need to figure out. So then I have rooms. I have lit wish lists with rooms so that, again, I'm not buying it, but I'm coming up with the strat. This is what I might want. And it's here. I'm not losing it. I get the satisfaction or the fun of dreaming about what the room will look like but I don't have to buy now because I have a strategy.
I have a future rental house folder on my phone and I have all my pictures, all my wall colors, all the things in there. And I feel good because it's very organized.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to lose it. And I didn't spend any money.
But you have fun creating and dreaming. So that's obviously one. So you can have several wish lists, and just keep them there. And then you have it there and it gets the fun of shopping as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's one. Delete the apps from your phone. We have already told you this a million times. We are not joking. We're not messing around. Mm-hmm. And those apps are not just Amazon, Etsy, what else are there? Whatever they are.
No.
They're also Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Oh, those are the apps you have to get rid of too, because they're going to cause you to spend money.
Yeah. Y'all would not get how many people come to us and say, I spend so much money on TikTok. And I'm like, I don't have TikTok. So I'm like, but you really? Like, what do you do? How do you buy money or how do you spend money on TikTok? But I guess it's all ads and shopping. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you find yourself in the moment seeing what other people are selling you or what other people are using and you want to buy it, that is a sign that you need to delete the app. So that way, if you really want it, you have to go on your computer.
Yep.
And it's, again, we're adding another layer or a barrier.
Yep. And real quick right now, you can go ahead and return things. You can just return them right now. Just like we said, that lady saved so much money.
Yeah.
Just return it and then you get the money back and we helped you. And you just do it. Like, you don't really probably need it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about a couple tips that we have when it comes to actually budgeting. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the first one, obviously, is set a monthly spending limit for yourself.
Yeah. So we've talked about this before. It's not that you're not going to spend money. It's not that you're not going to get to buy some things or whatever. But you need to have a budget. You need to have, this is my $100 to spend on whatever I want this month or whatever, however much you set. That is your budget. And you're going to do it on purpose. It's going to be in your account, in your cash wallet, whatever, that I get to spend. And there needs to be a limit there, mm-hmm. which is actually freedom. So a lot of times we're spending and we don't know if we can spend. We don't know that we can spend, And now I know I can spend this literally every single month, whatever the amount is. And it's going to really help you from impulse spending, and it's going to help how much you've spent. It's going to make it easier.
Yeah. And if you don't spend it all, you can roll it over to the next month and buy something bigger. I have a lot of clients that are saving up for something specific and it comes from their pocket money. Mm-hmm. And again, everyone does their budget differently. But I remember my very first client, she was adding up all of her expenses for the month and she was going to, I think, TJ Maxx or Home Goods or whatever. She was spending like thousands of dollars a month going, because she was going every single day because she was on the road for work. And it wasn't until we had her do our 90-day review and we sat down and looked at everything and she was like, I had no idea how much I was spending. And she felt broke. She was a millionaire on paper, but she was broke.
And I'm closing my eyes in sadness because I know the cycle that what happens is, so you buy all this stuff that makes you feel bad eventually financially. Maybe not. It took her a minute to realize how much she was spending. But then you bring all this stuff home. And where does it all go, guys? God.
That's the other part, guys.
Where does it go? Do you end up just like, slowly like it moves around until you throw it away because you didn't actually need it or it didn't actually fit your home or it was the wrong thing or whatever. But there's so much of it that you don't have time to return it or think about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like this cycle that's making everything worse. So then you feel bad because you're surrounded by clutter and bad decisions. Because if you're like me, maybe you buy the wrong clothes and then you feel really sad that you spend money on that, but there's nothing you knew about it. So then you're just sad about that. And it's like this cycle. And then now maybe I should go buy some more clothes so I'll feel better. Like that's, I think it's a great cycle. So that like clutter around you is also adding to this desire to shop and impulse. And if you have ADHD, it's just confusing the brain even more.
Yeah. And I also think that I think if you're lashing out at home because your home is cluttered and it's unorganized and you don't have a home for things, I think that's coming from a deeper place too. You maybe don't know why you're yelling at your kids. You don't know why you're frustrated with your husband. You don't know why you hate doing dishes or cooking. Maybe it's because you can't get to anything.
Yeah.
And it just happens. We've seen it. We used to do home organization. We understand, but we're just trying to help you get to a point where you're only bringing in your house what you love. Yeah. I remember decorating my house and going, I'm done. Like, I can't. There's no more trips to Hobby Lobby. I am so happy with that. I am 100% at peace. And when I walk in my house, it is my sanctuary. And I don't feel the need to clutter it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that if you can get to that point and know what your enough is, there is going to be a huge weight off your shoulders too.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Here's another one. Cash. Okay. So use cash. Physically separate your cash when you get it out too. When we go, we get money for groceries, we get money for spending money, we get money for dog if you need that, we get money like, and it's all in different envelopes, yeah. Which really helps your brain like know exactly what I have to spend and how much I have to spend and what it's for. It's just, you don't have to think about it in the moment. It's all already separated and organized for you.
Yeah. And the key point here is don't just get out a bunch of money, a bunch of different things and keep it together go, well, here's this and here's that. And oh, by the way, we spent all the dog money on groceries because we forgot he needed to get groomed.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like you have, when you get it out, you have to separate it. Yeah. And I actually was going through my phone the other day and I have a picture from a client she was sending to me. She said, my husband looks like a drug dealer. And it was her husband on the bed with all the cash laid out for the month that they were separating. And he had it going into all their envelopes. I love that. I think that's so important to have it, like Shana said, separate. That's the key word.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so then let's close it out, Vanessa, with some things that can help you. So maybe you need some people in your life, some corners. So what we're going to tell you is you can get a friend or a partner, your spouse, to help you with this. Or we can help you because we're coaches.
Yeah.
But all of these apply either way, but really just having someone else to bounce things off of is really the theme here.
Yeah. It's having that sounding board to discuss potential purchases with somebody. So that way they can ask you all the questions you don't want to ask yourself about why you want to buy it and how it's going to be used and how long are you going to use it and all that stuff. So having that accountability partner, we say having somebody in your corner, having a cheerleader or whatever you want to call it, it really makes a difference.
But how many times have you been in a session and they were like, I was gonna, and then I thought about me talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
In the next session.
I saw your face.
Yeah, I saw your face when I was gonna, and then I was like, okay, maybe not. And so that's honestly, you don't have a lot of friends in your life like that, probably. Your spouse might be like that, or they may be the worst or the opposite, or you might have them, they're your enabler. They're like an enabler. Oh, if we bought this, they're like, that's a great idea. And also, how about this other thing? And having somebody that will ask you push back and hard questions, like that's the kind of person you want, but that can be hard to find when it comes to money and friends. Coaching is a really good option there, right? So we're here for you if you want that. But, and then having someone help you to take control, that's what coaching is about too. Take control of your budget and finances because what you're doing is battling several things at once. You have a bad habit of impulse spending, fine. You're battling your brain and you're trying to learn how to budget and you're trying to manage your money.
All
and
at
you're,
the same
like,
time.
And that's just a lot to do on your own. So that's what we're here for, to help with.
Yeah, for sure. And normally in a relationship, we have one spender and one saver. So if you're the spender, maybe get your spouse who's the saver maybe and let them not totally manage because we want everyone to be involved. But maybe they're the ones that are leading the questions or asking the hard things for you to help you be accountable.
So thing that you might think about doing is make saving money a game.
Yeah. So the idea here is to treat it like a game and reward yourself for not spending.
And one way you do that, like one thing that people consistently do when they come into coaching with us is they start to see the numbers in their saving. Every little savings bucket that they have start to build up and add up. And that really becomes
a motivator.
It is. It's a dopamine hit, right? So the dopamine hit would go from, oh, I bought that thing on Amazon and you feel good for 13 seconds. And then the next morning, you're like, why did I do that or whatever? So the opposite here, every morning you log in or every paycheck you log in or whatever, you see those numbers growing. And it's like, Woo, I leveled up. I leveled up. I leveled up.
Yeah, I love the level up thing. I think that's really important. I think, like Shayna said, you get excited when you make the purchase and then you think about it and you regret the purchase. Yeah. And then you see the boxes come to the door and maybe sometimes you're hiding them from people because you don't want them to see that you bought all the purchases, right? It just happens. We've heard it all. So the idea here is just to flop that, get more excited about saving money than you do spending money.
Yeah, absolutely. So another thing that we both have done a lot is do it yourself, right? So I was, you know, we were talking about this podcast. I told Vanessa everything in my house had been made by me because I was on a budget. We didn't have a lot of money, but I wanted to decorate. And so I made it all. I made everything and you could tell. And it was fine. But, you know, what it is when you're doing it yourself or maybe whether it's like a restaurant, like a recipe or it's decorations or it's a Christmas gift or whatever, instead of buying, what you have to do with your hands is create something. And it takes a lot of time but it takes up your time. It's like a great hobby to get into.
Yeah. And we also believe that you can get a lot of things for free. So I remember years ago, I was making little turkeys out of cork, and I got all the corks for free, and you can make snowmen out of them. So I found all these cute little crafty things on Pinterest. I got 90% of the materials for free, and then I was able to spend my time doing something with my hands other than buying things online or going to buy turkeys or things like that I wanted to decorate my house with. So I also made Olafs out of socks and rice. They were so cute. And do you remember when we made those wreaths out of flip-flops? Wasn't that you? And then it gets so hot in Florida that they melted in the heat.
Yep. And it's funny that you say that about corks because I'm thinking right now, I don't remember where I got all the corks. I didn't drink that much wine, but somebody gave me a lot of them too. And I made so many Christmas presents. And I remember the white elephant one year, I made a heart because the one side of them was stained red. I made a heart shaped thing for your mantle or whatever. And Melanie's teacher is the one that won the white elephant because we used to play Bunko together. Don't get me started on that. And I'm like, that's so funny, full circle. Like, she's not her teacher. She was not a teacher, even a teacher then. And Melanie wasn't even old enough to be in school or whatever. But anyway, that's a full circle moment. Funny. But cork art. Anyway, the point being,
do something else with your hands.
Another tip and strategy is like mindset and habits is to avoid emotional spending. And this is what we're talking about. If I have something to do with my hands, I'm less likely to react to something or to buy something out of emotion.
Yeah, especially during those emotional highs and lows. Like, we all have them. We all have those moments where we get super excited. We feel like we want to buy something. And then we get super emotional about something that maybe is going on with your house or with family or and you're getting frustrated. And so then you feel the need to fix that with a purchase, whether that's going out to eat, whether that's buying things for your house. So just try to avoid that by being mindful about what you're doing in the moment.
Yeah, and this is important. I want you to think about a mantra. So it's so funny because my son and I have similar brain. And this morning, he had walked into his bedroom to get dressed. And he walked back out and he said, why didn't you get dressed? He said, I forgot that's what I went in there to do. And so I was like, what you have to do, and I'm not even kidding, y'all, is say, I'm going to get dressed. And you keep saying it in your head. You don't let yourself any other thoughts. I'm getting dressed until you're done getting dressed. And then you've done it. Congratulations. So I'm thinking of like a mantra. Mm-hmm. So when you know that stressful, and this goes for any bad habit, not just spending, but it's if you're the kind of person that eats when you're stressed or you drink or whatever, what mantra can I have? What thing can I have on repeat from spending? This is not going to help. Whatever it is, can I have something that I'm repeating in my brain and at the same time have something better, which goes into our other point, have something better to do that I know is my default. I know I'm mad or I know I'm frustrated or I want to cry or whatever. Instead, this is what I always do because I know it's going to make me feel better.
Yeah, we always recommend like going for a walk immediately because that is something you don't need anything to do. You don't have to go to the gym and work out. You don't have to, I don't know, go on a date with your husband. You can literally shut your door and go for a walk and then come back. And then by that time, you've thought about it. You've processed it. Maybe you're in a better state of mind.
Yeah. And so think about what those things are for you because you have them. You have different things that make you feel happy, whether maybe you're taking a hot shower or you can go read a book. I know that all sounds easier said than done, but what you have to find is the thing that makes you feel better. And you want to do, just have that on default. Oh my gosh, I know I'm mad. I know I want to go buy stuff or I'm bored or whatever. This is the thing I do. This is what I do instead. And knowing, like I said, having a mantra, this is not going to help. This is not going to make this better. Just so that you have that to refer to easily in your brain when the moment comes. So you want to do that.
Yeah. And I just want to reflect, like we had Becky on our podcast as a testimonial. And this was something that she said to us in our free call. I need something else to do with my hands. And so she has completely done a 180 with all of these tips and tricks and suggestions that we have given her. So we know that she was successful. We know that you can be too. So we just want to throw that out there.
Yeah. And she also, the next alternative dopamine sources is another tip. And when it comes to like Becky, when you think about how she was about wanting to spend, or she was, needed something to do with her hands, she now is so excited that she has this money saved up or that she's paying off debt. That's her focus. And that's where she's getting that reward center in her brain is lighting up when she does those things. So you want to do the same thing. It may not be yet considering dopamine, but what I told somebody, it may have been the person that asked this in our Facebook group, but I said, you have to make sure your day is filled with consistent rewards and dopamine hits. And I don't mean that like you're doing drugs or something. I don't know what that might look like. But for you, maybe you like Vanessa calls her mom. And I know that she probably looks forward to that every day to talk, have a little chat with her mom. Maybe she hugs her kids in the morning and then maybe she takes a nap in the afternoon or whatever. There's just things that I do every day. I call it my mental health checklist. Mm-hmm. But there's things I do every day that I know I'm not going to be riding this terrible emotional roller coaster. I have rewards built in, things that make me happy every day on purpose so that I don't have such highs and lows of emotion. That I always, like music is another one that's really big for me. There's always music going because it makes me avoid some of that lows and highs.
Yeah. And we always like to tell people like your day should be filled with love and laughter and fun and exciting things. And so by making those checklists, you're able to fill your day. And then by the time it's, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock at night and I didn't even go on Amazon.
I didn't even need Amazon to get through my day.
So we just, we want you to have such a fun life and happy day that reverting to spending doesn't have to happen or feel like it needs to happen.
Yeah. And like we said, that's different for everybody. So don't listen to us and think that you have to do what we're saying. We're just saying, identify it for
yourself.
Find
your version.
Which is really hard. Most adult women don't know those things because they've been so busy pouring out. Get it. But let's reverse engineer this and think, when was the last time I was happy? When was the last time I never even thought about shopping? Mm-hmm. And just try to put some things on your list.
All right. So we hope that those strategies helped you. We know that we have some ADHD tendencies for sure. We know that maybe you do as well. And like we said, this isn't just for those people. It's literally for everyone. It can help help us all.
Yeah. So just hopefully go back, take some notes, listen to these and implement one this week. Implement one this week and see how it's going to help you and how it changes your budget strategies.
Yeah. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this and we're here to support you every step of the way.